The weather over the past week has been pretty impressive across our area. Seems like a distant memory that the first half of last week featured record warmth across our area with summer-like temperatures. That, of course, was followed by accumulating snow over the weekend. Across the higher elevation, several inches of snow accumulated. We even saw some snowflakes down in our valley floors. And now we're looking at a cool shot of air to start the week, and it turns even cooler over the next couple of days. So it's a brisk day. Those breezes are up, and our temperatures are on the cool side this afternoon under a blend of clouds and sunshine. Another shot of colder air arrives tonight. With that, we have the potential for some mixed rain and snow showers, mainly across the higher elevations. So we'll keep an eye on that. The skies will be variably to mostly cloudy through the night, and with those gusty breezes and temperatures in the 30s, our wind chill values are likely to drop into the 20s as the night moves along. So it'll be a cold start to the day tomorrow, and a cold finish as well. Temperatures will be mainly in the 40s with some 30s in the higher elevations, and just like tonight, there is the chance for some mixed rain and snow showers primarily across the higher terrain. Then those gusty breezes will continue right through the day tomorrow. Now on Wednesday, we'll have high pressure build in, so we're looking at a less breezy day and a dry day under partly sunny skies. Temperatures, though, will remain cool, running mainly in the lower to mid 40s with some 30s in the higher elevations. And then as we move into Thursday, we'll have a storm system come at us from the west, and with cold air lingering on Thursday, we're likely to have a wintry mix first part of the day before it warms up enough for a change over to rain. So there's potential commute impacts on Thursday morning due to snow falling in our area. Of course, that's something we will monitor over the next several days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of mountain rain and snow showers, breezy and cool, low in the lower to mid-30s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of mountain rain and snow showers, breezy and cold, high 38 to 46. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of mountain rain and snow showers, breezy and cold, low in the lower to mid-30s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of mountain rain and snow showers, breezy and cold, high 38 to 46. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy, breezy and cold, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and cool, high 46 to 54. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy and cold, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, breezy and cold, with highs in the 40s. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly sunny, continued cool, but not as breezy, high 38 to 46. And on Thursday, mostly cloudy, with a wintry mix, changing to rain, with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.